The IMA doctors will discuss health issues heard in our everyday news, the healthy news of the day with the IMA doctors.
790 KFGO. We always look forward to the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO, the third Monday of the month. And back with us today is Dr. Mark Yohe. He is an internal medicine physician specializing in men's health and chronic disease management with a special interest in joint injections and arthritis. It's great to see you, Dr. Yohe.
Thanks for having me.
Happy summer to you.
Same to you.
There are several ways you can reach us. You can call us at 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. You can text us at 35270 and email us at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. If you want to contact IMA Healthcare, their number is 280-2033.
And Dr. Yohe, I see in the latest edition of American Journal of Men's Health, I get one at home, that they have put out their top five list, as it were, of the health threats for men. And let's go through some of them. I was surprised to see that number five on the list was depression and suicide as a major health risk for men.
I think men often don't go to the doctor, and they certainly don't talk about their feelings and their mood situations like probably women do. And their women are probably more comfortable going to the doctor and talking about it. Men probably, you know, hide those things and shelter it. And so they often go undiagnosed and untreated. Some are quite reluctant to go on medication. And, you know, though this condition is easily treatable, there's a lot of medication options. And, you know, some people are worried about side effects, but there's newer drugs, newer agents that can help and have less side effects. So I think that getting in and talking about it, it's not a bad thing, and no one's looking down at anybody.
And depression is often a symptom of greater problems that can be treated, and some of them are, like you say, through medications.
Absolutely.
And diabetes, number four.
Diabetes affects quite a few of the population. As Americans have gotten larger in size, type 2 diabetes has gotten much more prevalent in the country. So again, there's newer agents to help with that, diet and exercise. The whole goal with diabetes is prevention of further conditions that are complications. And if we take steps to reduce those complications, the longevity of people are going to be much longer. Plus, they're going to feel better. They're going to be healthier and live a much more active life.
And like so many things that our younger listeners understand about diabetes, and like so many other things, when I was younger, it wasn't really a death knell, but it was very, very serious. And now the care and such and the treatment and such is very well known, and it isn't like that anymore.
No, it's very treatable and very, very, you can really prevent chronic complications from it if you manage your sugars and keep on a good health regimen.
Number three in our list of the top health threats for men includes prostate cancer.
Yep. Prostate cancer, again, only affects men, but again, easily, you know, can be easily diagnosed. There's been controversy over the PSA testing and things like that in the past several years. However, the PSA test is an inexpensive test, easy to run. You start it at age 50, unless your father or grandfather had prostate cancer at a younger age than you would run it before. But the thing about it is it's easily treatable. There's several options, radiation as well as surgery, but it's something that if you prevent, you can prevent metastasis and lengthen people's lives.
An interesting thing I learned in my own life is my former father-in-law, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer at quite an advanced stage, maybe 70 or something like that, and they told him, well, we're not going to worry about that because old age will get you before the prostate cancer.
It is a slow-growing cancer, and so if you do get diagnosed at an older age, you can choose to not do anything and just kind of monitor. But the in the other picture is I've seen several people in their 40s who have been diagnosed. And so if we have gone to this not testing or not even worrying about it, what are we doing to these men who are in their 40s and getting prostate cancer? Because you're going to look at when they're 60, they may have mets to their bone and things like that. So it's prevents, or we can prevent those things by treating it.
Number two on the list of the top health threats to men is lung cancer. Was there lung cancer before there was smoking?
Oh, I'm sure there was.
But that is number two on the list.
It is. I think, you know, lung cancer is probably becoming less prevalent because people are more cognizant about smoking and stopping. But there's still occupational exposures that can lead to lung disease and things like that. So there's still risk out there.
And the number one threat to men's health, according to the Journal of Men's Health, is cardiovascular disease.
Of course, heart attack and stroke are probably the biggest risks. And again, we want to make sure your cholesterol is in good shape, your blood pressure is in good shape. You know, again, sometimes dietary modification and lifestyle modification are only things that are needed. Otherwise, there's medications that can be used. And really, prevention goes a long way in helping prevent cardiovascular disease.
Number five, depression and suicide. Four, diabetes. Prostate cancer, three. Lung cancer, two. Cardiovascular disease, one. And people, men particularly, who aren't as inclined to go to a doctor, maybe should ought to get in line and meet you guys at IMA Healthcare, for instance.
Absolutely.
790 KFGO. It is the IMA Doctor Show. It's 1120. Dr. Mark Yohe is with us. And he, when we come back, we can talk a little more about IMA Healthcare and how they encourage men to take more charge of their health, and also how we can change those statistics, why men are not as proactive with their health. KFGO. It's 1123. It is the IMA Doctor Show. IMA Healthcare is located at 1707 Gold Drive in the Goldmark Office Park, just east of Doolittle's. 701-280-2033. You can call 237-5948, 800-880-5346.
It's time for the IMA doctors to take house calls. Call now, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346, where you get answers to any healthcare question. This is the all-new House Call segment with the physicians from IMA Healthcare.
We would like you to call in or text in or email in, as you just heard. And Dr. Mark Yohe is here with us, and we'll just chat on our subject for a moment while you call in with any medical issue. He'll take a listen and see what he can't recommend for you. Why is it, do you suppose, Dr. Yohe, that men are more reluctant than women to do things as you alluded to earlier, that is, talk about their problems or go to the doctor?
Well, I think women in general probably get ingrained in a young age to go in and have their annual exams because they are getting pap smears and things like that. And so men probably, you know, get on the back burner. They get busy with work and life and kind of forget about themselves. But in today's healthcare, the new healthcare law really has mandated preventative care. So you're most, I think all insurances now have to cover at least an annual physical. So it's easy to get in. It's covered under your preventative care. You can get the lab work that's needed. It's good to get your cholesterol checked, see where that blood pressure is. We can check your blood sugar and make sure that you're not trending high towards developing diabetes. Because if we can prevent things at an earlier age, you can prevent healthcare complications down the road.
Talking about the Healthcare Act, just a little side story. There is one insurance company somewhere in the U.S. that is allowing doctors to write prescriptions for certain vegetables and fruits like broccoli or cauliflower or leafy greens, etc., that the patient can take to a doctor and get a special discount, or it can be covered under the Health Care Act, and it's that kind of preventative care that is being experimented with.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. It's 26 minutes after 11 o'clock, and I think we do have someone to see the doctor. Oh, Leonard, you're on KFGO with Dr. Yohe.
Yeah, my question is, I drive truck and my legs swell up, and they told me that I could take and have some of my veins in my legs shut down so they can reroute the blood through your legs. Is that
My guess is there's probably some varicose veins that can lead to swelling and peripheral edema. So they're looking at treating those, because when the veins, the valves are not working, there's causing a backflow issue. So what they're looking at doing is fixing those veins, which will help improve the swelling. Unfortunately, given your feet in a dependent position and not being able to elevate them in a chronic nature, that's going to lead to continued problems. However, you ease something simple such as compression stockings when you're driving may certainly be a benefit and may help, especially against future problems. Plus, it's going to help with keeping the swelling out, because most people's swelling is usually better when they get up in the morning after they've laid down all night.
Thanks, Leonard. Good luck. Appreciate your call. KFGO time is 11:27. House calls. The next half hour here on KFGO will be about you. We have some emails to get caught up on. We have a couple of text messages at KFGO. Text us at 35270. Emails at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. Dr. Mark Yohe is here. He specializes in men's health and chronic disease management. And we'll be back after KFGO news.
It's time for the IMA doctors to take house calls. Call now 237-5948 or 800-880-5346, where you get answers to any healthcare question. This is the all-new house call segment with the physicians from IMA Healthcare.
Today on KFGO, Dr. Mark Yohe is in our KFGO studios and our phone lines are wide open. Dr. Yohe is an internal medicine physician specializing in men's health and chronic disease management with a special interest in joint injections and arthritis, and there is no waiting.
As a matter of fact, well, we have one person coming into the waiting room right now, but in the meantime, we can take some texts and emails we've gotten.
Here is an email. My husband has some heart issues, Dr. Yohe. His job is stressful. I believe the stress is making it worse. He says it's not. What do you think?
Certainly, stress can cause a lot of health conditions, and I do think it contributes to heart issues as well. One, you're likely to have worse cholesterol levels, higher blood pressure, and so it's important to, you know, modify those risk factors. If your job is going to be stressful, it may require more thought into medication and making sure that we keep things or closer tabs on things.
We have Betty, who's written this. We'll get to hers in just a moment. Good question, Betty. Helen, though, you're on the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO.
Okay. I guess, not really lose my balance, but whatever you call it. But I want to step backwards 3-4 steps, and I want to fall down. And I'm not dizzy, and I'm wondering if there's anything that can be done in therapy or if it's a medical thing or what.
It's difficult to kind of determine, but it sounds like you're having probably a little bit of ataxia, which is unsteady gait. Sometimes physical therapy can benefit from that. Some people who end up with neuropathy in their feet will have something like this as well. And so some people, there's not a lot that can be done, but we do refer people to physical therapy to increase their strength and work on their gait. Sometimes just adding a cane or assist device will really be a benefit, because we don't want you to fall, and I don't think you want to fall. So there are definitely options. I would get in and see your doctor.
Thank you, Helen, and good luck. Rick, you're on the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO.
Yeah, Doc. My question is, I get a lot of muscle cramps in my legs at night when I'm sleeping or laying in bed. Could you tell me what's going on there? Is that a deficiency of vitamins, or what do you think?
It can be from different medical conditions. One, sometimes it can be a form of restless leg syndrome. Others, it can be simple magnesium deficiency or other electrolyte abnormality. So often when people come in complaining of this, I check their electrolytes, I check their magnesium. Sometimes just some small dietary supplementation will help.
Thank you for calling.
Here the last few weeks or so, but.
What did he say?
It's been going on the last couple, 3 weeks. Is that what you said, Rick?
Yes. Yeah,
it's more likely, probably a higher likely if it's just recently started. That's probably more likely related to electrolytes. It's been a little bit warmer lately. People sometimes don't drink as much water. It's important to stay well hydrated and make sure that you're replenishing those electrolytes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes potassium can be off, leading to cramps as well. So eating more bananas and things like that.
All right. Very good, Rick. Thank you. Good luck. And the doctors will be back in about a month. So if you want to check back in, that'd be great. What's the best source of electrolytes? I mean, is there something on the market? You see Gatorade, you see all kinds of drinks.
A lot of beverages out there that have them. You get it in maintaining, a well-balanced diet, too, should keep you up on everything as well. So But beverages, there's a lot of them that are supplementing electrolytes now.
Here's an email checking in for her husband. Last week, he was nauseous several days, not in a row. As soon as he would eat something, he had a lot of pain in his stomach. Then he would throw it up, and he felt okay after that. It happened 3 times in a week. Any thoughts on what it could be? I know you can't diagnose here, but maybe you can guide my husband. He is listening.
He definitely would benefit from seeing a provider. There are several things. One could be an ulcer. One could be simple, just reflux disease. The other could be his gallbladder could be becoming an issue. So these attacks could be multifactorial, but it could be pinpointed to one of those things. So further testing is definitely warranted.
Did I see Nexium is over the counter now?
I don't believe Nexium's gone over the counter. Prevacid and Prilosec are both over the counter.
Maybe I dreamt it.
It might be going at some point. It's not, to my knowledge, it's not generic yet. So.
Oh, it's not. Okay, very good. It's still expensive.
It is.
Trust me. It's 11:40. This is the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO. We have a couple of text messages to get caught up on. And one of them, maybe you can answer this quickly from Bert. He's got chronic dry mouth. Any idea what's going on, Dr. Yohe?
There is a disease called Sjogren's syndrome, which is dry eyes and dry mouth. It could be that easy to rule out with some simple blood work. But some people, it could be medication-induced as well. There are a lot of side effects. Some meds that cause dry mouth.
IMA Healthcare is at Gold Drive in the Goldmark Office Park just east of Doolittle's. IMAhealthcare.com, 701-280-2033. This is our House Calls segment. Dr. Mark Yohe will answer any health-related questions you may have here on the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO. KFGO, the IMA Doctor Show is on and our phone lines are full. This is the House Call segment for Dr. Mark Yohe on KFGO.
We're going to check in with Jerry. First of all, you're on with Dr. Yohe here on KFGO, Jerry.
Hi there. Hi, Doctor.
Hi.
I've been told to go in and have a physical. I'm 42. I've not been to the hospital or a doctor for almost 20 years. And I'm as healthy as a horse. I just want to know what they're going to be doing. I have no medical history. I'm adopted, so I don't know any medical history from my parents at all.
So typically you'd come in for a general physical. So it would involve, you know, a series of questions and going over health history. Family history is important. Unfortunately, you don't know that. And then we will go towards making sure you're up to date on your immunizations and then your screening procedures. So we're looking at, we need to know what your liver kidney function is, what your cholesterol is, where your blood pressure is, where your blood sugar is. And we look at all those tests and then, you know, decide, is there something going on that you don't really realize? Things people don't have any idea about, high cholesterol, no one walks around and says, hey, I have high cholesterol. They don't feel it. It's silent. Blood pressure is often silent as well. People don't say, oh, I feel my blood pressure is high. Some people will get a headache when it's severely high. There are manifestations when it's real high. But often, if it's just mildly elevated, people have no idea what's going on. So it's important to get in, get that physical, get some more information, and find out what if there's anything that is underlying.
Jerry, I haven't gone
any blood work.
Yep.
Just because I have a daughter, and I want to know what my history is, so I can kind of.
Yeah. Definitely, like the blood work would include, like, we check hemoglobin, white blood count, electrolytes, you know, liver, kidney function, cholesterol. Those are all blood tests.
Okay.
Jerry, just for my interest's sake, why were you in the doctor's office 20 years ago?
What was it? Oh, I had an ear infection.
There you go.
Ear infection.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
Do you feel good?
Yeah. I eat healthy. I'm from about 4 years ago, I used to drink almost a case of pop. I'm down to one can a day.
Good for you. That's tough, isn't it?
I think they would like to see your genetic makeup, and they'd like to bottle that, whatever it is.
Right. Well, when I get cut, I mean, it takes maybe 2 days, and I'm healed up, and there's barely even a scar. I don't have any issues at all.
You're a common patient that people will come in and just for see what's going on, see if there's anything wrong. And I think there's a lot of people in your situation who haven't been to the doctor in many years. Fortunately for you, you're only in your early 40s, where I see people who haven't seen a doctor for 40 years, and then they run into all kinds of problems.
Gee whiz. Way to go, Jerry. I haven't been to a doctor in about 20 minutes. Let's see. Hey, Pam, you're on the IMA Doctor Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got that guy beat by 40 years.
What?
I've been to the doctor, but I have never had surgery. I've never had any serious illness except as a kid. But now, as the older I get, I have arthritis in my fingers so bad. The pain is enough to drive me to, ruin. I've had cortisone shots twice in these fingers. It did nothing.
Oh.
Now, what else is available?
Arthritis in the fingers is tough. Depending on the location, if you fail injections, sometimes there's a few surgical procedures that can be done. They can clean some joints out at times. There are some replacements that are offered. I don't see that done a lot, but it can be an option if the pain is bad. Sometimes it comes down to just pain control. There are some anti-inflammatory pain creams that we can prescribe that people will massage into their hands, and that will help. Others will take some oral pain medication as well. The arthritis of the hands gets to be difficult just because there's not tons of great options like hip replacement and knee replacement, but there are some options that can be done, especially when you start to fail cortisone injections.
Pam, thank you for calling and good luck.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of more people here in the waiting room. Wait no longer, Russ. You're on with Dr. Yohe on KFGO.
Yeah, good morning, Doctor. I've had some back problems here for about 6 weeks now. It's it's probably 6-8 inches up from my waist and over pretty much to the right side of my back. There's a spot where if I sit down and then I get up and then it just bites something terrible in there, and it comes and goes.
It's certainly with the length of time and not getting better, it could be muscular in nature. It sounds like you're probably getting some element of muscle spasms. It sounds like it's more to the side where the muscles are in the back. Sometimes anti-inflammatory meds, muscle relaxers help to improve things, stretching, different things like that.
790 KFGO, it's 11:49. This is the IMA Doctor Show on 790 KFGO.
And here's an arthritis question again. Lois, you're on with Dr. Yohe.
Yeah, I have a question about knees. My husband has had 2 replacement knees, and occasionally he suffers in a great deal of pain. And he said, they didn't align the knees right or whatever, and he's had x-rays and checked out, and they say, no, the knees are right. But I'm wondering, could it possibly be arthritis?
Well, his arthritis is taken care of because the knees were replaced. So you've taken away all that bad bone that's grinding on bone. Some people do intermittently develop pain after they have joint replacement surgery. It's important to keep the muscles strong around the knees because that helps to alleviate pain. Unfortunately, some people do have some, chronic pain afterwards. Usually, if the x-rays are looking good and things are aligned, then the surgery was done well, and it just is trying to maintain good strength and keeping the knees as pain-free as possible.
Dr. Mark Yohe is here today from IMA Healthcare. It's our IMA Doctor Show. You can still call in with a question, any health-related question today. One more segment at 237-5948 or 800-880-5346.
Dr. Mark Yohe. And John's been in the waiting room long enough. Let the healing begin. Go ahead, John. You're on with Dr. Yohe. John? Always listening on the radio instead of on the phone. That's what happens. John, call back 237-5948, 800-880-5346. You can text us and you can email us. And what is a peptic ulcer is something that Dorothy wants to ask.
A peptic ulcer is an ulcer that is developed into the stomach or the duodenum area where, in the upper small intestine or stomach, where that is related to typically reflux disease. It can also be caused from a bacteria called H. pylori. The new indications for treatment of GERD are we don't need to often proceed with EGD right away. The recommendations just recently changed to trial a proton pump inhibitor first.
790 KFGO, it's been another fast and informative show. Dr. Mark Yoki, thank you very much. It was great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Mark Yoki can be found at IMA Healthcare by calling 701-280-2033. IMA doctors are located in Gold Drive in the Goldmark Office Park just east of Doolittle's and at imahealthcare.com. IMA Healthcare is focused on whole person, preventive, and specialized medical care. Instead of simply treating a symptom, they'll work to find the source of that symptom and what it means to your overall health. Join us next Monday, July 21st, for the next IMA Doctor Show.